From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, why the words lame duck are being whispered in Washington. But first, the first full day for the new government in Iraq, and Baghdad is hit with a series of car bombings. Reports of as many as 10 car bombings in and around Baghdad today, with scores of dead and injured. Los Angeles Times reporter Ashraf Khalil joins me now from Baghdad. And Mr. Khalil, what can you tell us about these bombings?
We're still trying to kind of track down how many there were. We've got at least 10 here, and there might have been a couple were missing. So it was a really crazy day, and a lot of them were multiple attacks. One particular place gets hit once, and then people rush to the scene, and then the second bomber comes in and hits the crowd that rushes to the scene or hits nearby. And we've seen an increase in that, of sort of coordinated attacks.
And who are the victims?
Largely Iraqi police officers, Iraqi army officers, and whatever unfortunate civilians seem to be in the area.
Now, this comes a day after Iraq's National Assembly approved an interim cabinet, a cabinet that largely excludes the Sunni minority, who largely sat out the elections. And the Sunnis are said to be behind much of the violence in Iraq. At what point do we say that this conflict crosses the line from an insurgency into a civil war?
My personal estimation on that is that it becomes a civil war when the Shiites start really fighting back in mass numbers. I mean, that's one of the things that's characterized it recently, is you've had Shiite mosques being bombed, Shiite holy days being hit. I mean, there's been a concerted campaign. They're just getting pounded. And the Shiite religious leadership has been very consistent in saying, don't fight back, don't hit back. You know, we're going to win this battle politically. We've got numbers on our side. We're basically in charge of the government. Our time has come. And at the same time, we're getting quotes left and right from people at these bombing sites saying, we're just waiting. We're waiting for one word from the Mujahideen, from the Shiite religious scholarship. I mean, there's people out there just begging to be unleashed. And that's the point where things get really, really civil war scary.
You were actually at a mosque today, the Brotha Mosque, a big Shiite mosque in Baghdad. Is that what you heard there at that mosque?
They spoke a little bit about the formation of the government. The Imam basically claimed the car bombs were almost a form of pressure. He had a couple of comments that were sort of dangerously mixing sort of Sunni politicians in with the Sunni-fueled insurgency. And then he kind of backed off from that and said, yes, well, we're all brothers and we want the same country. So it was a slightly muddled message. There's definitely frustration.
And what are you hearing from the Americans there, the American military leaders?
You know, it's also mixed. I mean, you do have cases, they're very eager to play up success stories, such as recently when a civilian helicopter was shot down a week ago. They made about 10 arrests that they credit to citizens coming forward, and they're very happy about that, and they're very eager to play that up as a turning point. But at the same time, you know, the pace of attacks goes up and it goes down, and it goes up and it goes down. And right now it's been up for about 2 weeks now, so... So they're still slogging away. They sound optimistic. But.
Ashraf Khalil is a reporter in the Los Angeles Times Baghdad Bureau. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.